Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today I am so excited. It is my 100th episode. Woohoo! I know the last time I celebrated an episode number was the 69th episode, of course. But I was like, fuck, I have to do this episode myself. I was going to release this this guest episode this week. And I was like, you know what? No. That doesn't feel right. I have to celebrate and do a solo episode for my 100th episode. And what better way to bring in my 100th episode than wearing a wig? I don't know. You know me. I love dressing up. I love having fun. I love, you know, even doing role playing and stuff in the bedroom. But this is just a way for me to celebrate, to look good, to feel good, to play around. And yeah, so I'm in my pink wig today. I'm in one of my hats, which you can find on my website. And yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. And in the topic of feeling good, I want to go over a few questions that I've gotten. Basically, if you're not up to date, my Patreon was deactivated at the end of the year. I really loved that avenue. I loved expressing myself in that way. I love being naked. I love just like photography. I just love exploring and I love sharing myself with you. And it feels good. I have my own boundaries and my own things, but there's so much about it that I really enjoy. And so I have launched a Fansly account. I just did a bunch of research and that's just the one that resonated the most with me. And so you can find me on Fansly, Barbie Jean XO. Or I always have that linked below and you can like find it through my website. But basically, there's two different tiers and it's just going to be a plethora of my erotic photography and stuff that I already have, all these photo sets and things that I'm creating weekly. I do just like my own sensual expressions. I share my own personal stories. I share my own personal writings. I share, you know, just whatever feels good in the moment. And that's growing. I mean, there's even some kinky stuff on there. So it's whatever I'm into and whatever I feel good about expressing to you and sharing with you is going to be on there. And it's evolving every day. So I'm figuring out what feels good and continuing to roll with it. So please check out my Fansly, Barbie Jean XO. So let's dive in. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. First question. Hey, Barbie, have you ever discovered a fetish that a previous partner had but was trying to keep secret? So typically, I am the one that people open up to. There's never been a fetish that I've discovered later or I know I've had guests on the pod where they've discovered something about their partner in secret or where they were like, oh yeah, like you definitely like this. I have always been the one that like, I don't know, I'm very vulnerable myself. I love talking about intimacy on some of those first few dates. I definitely am very like, I don't know, I'm kind of like a safe space, which is why I created this podcast because so many people were always coming to me and opening up to me. So for me, I think I have the opposite effect on people. I'm not so much finding out your secret, but you are coming to me. Like I'm the one that you feel comfortable with opening up to. I've been the first person that some even friends have opened up to me about things that they've held and kept a secret. So no, I don't think I'm the one that's like definitely like finding your secret out. I think I'm the one that's illuminating it and welcoming it and being that safe space for you to come to and for you to share. So that feels good. Thanks for asking. How do you and your partner choose who you want to invite into your bedroom? Great question. So my partner and I are big off of energy and vibes, and that's even something that I've had on my profile for a long time, and his or our couple's profile is like vibes. but honestly, that's just like, I don't know how you're presenting yourself, like where if we meet you on a dating app or out and about, like it's like, you know, what are your vibes? What's your energy like? Like, do you feel confident? Like I like confidence. I also like if you're a little shy, but it's just kind of like going off that energy if we feel like we could mesh well together. And then it's really like, are you vulnerable? Are you open? Have you experienced this before, a couple before? You know, I like to ask those questions before the first date. And, you know, my partner and I are people that really do love taking people home on the first date. Like, we like to kind of preface the date with like questions and really learning, like, if you've been with a couple before and what this means to you. And yeah, we've had firsts, but we just want to know like where you're at so we can better gauge how the experience might unfold. We love asking fantasies. We love fulfilling people's fantasies. We love women feeling like taken care of. We love creating like a safe space. We love massaging. We love bringing out toys. Like, we're definitely worshipers. And so I think like learning what they like and what they're into. I also love to be worshipped myself. So if you and my partner want to take control of me, like, I will accept that as well. So I think it's just like asking questions, getting the vibe, seeing what feels good and if this woman will mesh well with us. And then like asking them out on a date. So then it's like, what's the energy like leading up to that date? Is there flirting going on? Like, kind of like planting some seeds here and there, or, you know, saying that we're thinking about her and seeing how she responds and kind of seeing if our like playful energy is being reciprocated. That's always a good sign. And then like the date itself is again, like diving deeper into those questions, like learning how she's like responding to how I'm interacting and holding my partner. And I want them to be like a cheerleader for me in my relationship. I want them to really love my connection and just want to like be an additive and like a special juicy part to it. So I really focus on like how they're responding to me with my partner, what they're asking. Like, I want them to like ask about our relationship and just be very curious about us. And so, yeah, those are all just like little things. I think it's really all about intention and energy. And that's really what we look for. And then that like chemistry and that attractiveness always like follows if those things are already there, you know? Okay, let's move on. Does working out make you horny? I can't tell if it's the pre-workout or the rush of blood from exercising, but I have to jack off after a workout, sometimes even before. Thanks for sharing. So yeah, I've talked about this a little bit and how some of my like one of my oldest like memories from when I was a young girl was at a gymnastics conditioning practice, and I was getting aroused from like this like core exercise that we were doing. So you are not alone. There's so many things to this, like whether it's looking in the mirror in the gym, like noticing that energy that you're putting towards your body, like that self-love and that self-appreciation can really lead you to want to have these moments of self-pleasure before or after. I think there's also like an energetic standpoint where energetically you're being stimulated. And I think that can also stimulate your sex organs too. Obviously, a big part of an orgasm is muscle contractions. And so I think like not only is our nervous system stimulated, but it's also our muscles that are being stimulated as well. And even like tightening your muscles can lead you to climax quicker. So if you're tightening your muscles, if you're focusing on certain like workout techniques in the gym, that can definitely start kind of stimulating and giving you this energetic like buildup, and this arousal can start moving. And I do have another episode coming up soon where we kind of talk about this energetic experience and how some people can even have orgasms by not even touching themselves. And so, yeah, I think working out can definitely turn you on. I think that's natural and I think that's normal. I think there's, like I said, there's all these different things about it that can really arouse you. And I just think you should welcome it. So I'm glad that you do. And again, it's just, it's a good way to like love yourself. And if you're focusing on self-care by working out and keeping your fitness levels, you know, active and high weekly, then I think like, what better way to end a workout or to start a workout is by a sweet release. So I love that. Thank you for sharing. Okay, next. Hi there. I have a question to ask you. I want to be trained to be a sissy and I'm looking for someone to own me, but my male parts are only 2.5 inches and I don't know what to do. Okay, there's a lot here. So for those of you that don't know what that is, it basically means that you're interested in exploring. Typically, a male person is interested in exploring feminization, wearing feminine clothing, you know, dressing up in frills and lace and lingerie or wigs, even going full out into the more of the drag space. But it can be erotic in nature. It can be an arousal experience. But you also talked about like wanting to feel owned. So there's also a level of, it's more of a DS relationship where they are telling you what to wear. They are telling you how to act, and they are feeding you because of your already interest in this space. They are creating this space where you can like lean into it more, but it's of this like kind of power play dynamic. So your question about size though, like, if you're just 2.5 inches, that's going to make it easier for you to put on some of this lingerie. So I just think that the size is not something that you even need to think about. And I know I've talked so many in previous episodes about how there's so many techniques and tools and things that you can do and use to make you feel more confident in the bedroom. But in regards to sissy play and sissification, I would encourage you to explore cages. I think like, if you're interested in having someone own you, like if you're interested in exploring kind of this more power play dynamic with sissy play, then I would maybe get a little cage and you know, see if you can find a dom to kind of boss you around and make you put that cage on and make you put on some lingerie or make you get dressed up for her or maybe get like a cute little pink cage with a bow and a lock. Or there's so many avenues to explore. In the realm of like feeling like degraded or humiliated or just like this little plaything. So I just encourage you to think about like what it is about sissification that really intrigues you. And yeah, if you want someone to like guide you and own you and train you, I think is the words. Yeah, train you. Then definitely put that on like your applications when you're seeking DOMs because there are so many. I know I've had one on the podcast who would probably love to do that for you. And I can send her, I can send you her info. I'm thinking of Sophia Domina, but feel free to message me directly if you want me to give you some recs for DOMs that might be interested in exploring this more with you. But I think like things that you can buy, like maybe get yourself a cage, maybe explore some lingerie. I think like maybe even get a wig. I'm rocking my pink wig today. Check out some things that turn you on or things that interest you in exploring and buy some things for yourself. And then you can lean into finding, you know, a dom or a dominatrix to guide you in this exploration of this kink. And thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so I heard a rumor recently about a former celebrity who allegedly had a 10-inch penis. I've heard you say before that you aren't a size queen, but what would you do in that moment if a guy whipped out something that big? Would you even try to let him fuck you? I mean, yeah, probably if I was feeling it. I think, again, I'm off energy and vibes. So if it was something that I wanted, I would definitely welcome it. I was in a group experience once. And the husband was very well endowed and I stuck to my mouth. I was a little scared and apprehensive of it. So there has been times where I haven't pushed the agenda. Maybe if he was being a little bit more like, you know, really craving me and wanting me and asking me, like he never even asked if he could penetrate me. It was more of just like a group experience where the flow never created that experience for us. So, and I liked that. I respected that. Maybe he was feeding off of my energy and I wasn't pushing it myself. Like I just enjoyed having it in my mouth and exploring the other people that were there. So yeah, I think of course I would welcome it if it felt good and I wanted it. But there has been times where size has been something that I've been like, you know what? I don't think I'm feeling that right now in this very moment. So it just goes off of how I'm feeling. And if I really do want it, I will get it. Okay. So next, do you get turned on by girls fighting each other like UFC wrestling, real fights? That's a funny question. That reminds me of this time when I was studying abroad and I did jelly wrestling and it was just so sexualized. And And yeah, I felt sexy. Like I was jelly wrestling one of my good friends. And like, what's not to be sexy about that? So yeah, there's certain kinds of fighting and playful. Even like I was watching the Bachelor episode last night and they were riding bulls. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is so sexual. Like all of the girls were the competition or the, you know, date was who could ride the bull the longest. I was like, this is the most ridiculous shit ever. But yeah, it's sexy. Like, what's not to love of girls riding bulls or girls jelly wrestling? Like, fuck, yeah, of course it's sexy. I think I'm more into those more playful ones. Like if it's a UFC fight or if it's like a real fight, like that to me, I don't know. I'm just not competitive. I don't like that competitive energy. I like the playful energy. So that's where I enjoy and get turned on. Is if it's playful, if it's fun, if it's like sensual and sexy. And yeah, maybe you get a little bit of a competitive streak, but I think there's like a rawness to it. I think the reason that it turns me on is because, yeah, there's like a raw, like kind of primal energy to it, but it's also this playful, fun bodies touching bodies. And it, like visually, it's very appealing. But I do think there's also this vulnerability to it, like whether you're being vulnerable. I don't know. I keep thinking about now, not so much fighting, but like riding bulls. I'm trying to go back to your question. So yeah, like fighting is, it's vulnerable, you know, you're exposing yourself. It's like this primal energy that's not often seen among women, if we're thinking of kind of like heteronormative roles. And so it can be very vulnerable. It can be very primal. It can be very sexy to see that coming from a woman. And so I do really love it. And I think there's also a level of like empowerment to it too. I think there's also just like I mentioned, like the visual aspect I think is really sexy, and like seeing their bodies touching each other, like it makes you think like, I'm now imagining them doing more than just fight. You know what I mean? Like you're actually thinking about them getting a little naughty on the stage. And so I think it's also a way for us to fantasize and explore with our minds, which I really love. So yeah, I think as long as you're being respectful, as long as you're not like catcalling and saying ridiculous shit to these women fighting, then I think you should embrace it. Yeah, embrace the fights. I love it. Okay, next. Hey Barbie, has someone ever tried the claw move on you? If you're not familiar, it's where someone sticks their fingers in your pussy and ass at the same time for a leg shaking orgasm. Yes, I love the good leg shaking orgasms. So yeah, of course, my man loves to do this technique. It is a common one. I think if you're trying to explore this, there's multiple ways to do it. And obviously everybody is different. We all have different vulvas, different booties, like there's different distance between those things. There's different spots that people enjoy more. Some people don't even want you to go to that booty hole. So I would definitely like maybe start, if you don't have time to ask ahead of time, like, hey, what are your boundaries? What do you like? What are we up to? Then put your finger there and say like, hey, does this feel okay? Like, am I okay here? And then you can move forward. If you are exploring this technique, there's multiple ways. Usually when you're in the vulva, you're either using your first two fingers or your middle two fingers, I find, in my experience. If you're using the first two fingers, typically, you know, you're in there, you're pushing up and down, and then you could possibly use your pinky finger as the one in the butt hole. That's a way to, you know, get that shocker. But it's a nice way to explore both holes at one time. Now, I prefer actually doing the middle two fingers in there. So I kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like how that feels. Like, I'm not sure. For some reason, I just enjoy doing that. That's just my go-to. So the middle two fingers, in that case, you can flip over and do your thumb in the butt. And as you know, typically when you're inside and you're using your fingers, you're usually pushing up towards that G spot and you're kind of like doing that come hither motion. So when you do decide to flip over and use your thumb as the hole for the bottom, then instead of doing that come hither motion for the middle fingers, you're going to start hitting that anterior wall instead. And you can hit the bottom area too. Some people have a erogenous zone down there. I mean, it's all erogenous and beautiful, but I would encourage you to like be penetrating forward and hitting that back anterior wall, because that's going to get deeper and get you get that really good spot too. And then you can kind of, I don't know, you have more control with your thumb than your pinky. So in my experience, I guess that's probably why I like it. Because then you can like just be massaging the area. And then that's when you can like, before obviously penetrating someone, you want to be like, hey, like, is this okay if I do this? Are you cool with this? So that's a good gauge to like touch that area and then be like, hey, is this okay? Does this feel good? Can I keep going? And also some people, you know, well, every person needs you to lubricate and take your time and get that zone really ready and hot and just delicious and ready for insertion. And so by massaging it first for a while, that can really help lead to like a little thumb in there too. And if you do that thumb in there, then you can also like kind of like go back and forth, you know what I mean? Like from inside to like, and this is hard for people that aren't watching, but basically if you put your thumb in higher, your top two middle fingers are going to come out, and then you could like circle the clit more, and then you can go back out and kind of like rub the region and just kind of like play around with how that feels, depending on how close everything is. And I don't know, there's just, everyone's bodies are so different, but that is my advice for you for this claw method. I've never heard it as the claw method before. So thank you. Thank you for this technique. But yeah, that's a really great way to explore two different erogenous zones at once. And I think that we should all definitely add that to our repertoire if we haven't already. Okay, next, could you give me some life advice? Yes, that is what I'm here for. I'm a 31-year-old straight male who has never had a girlfriend. I've been working since I was 18 and have been living alone for the last 6 years. I'm in the best shape of my life, but every girl I've asked out has either rejected me or stood me up. Why does this keep happening? Okay. Well, first things first, I want to say you are not unlovable. You are driven, it sounds like. You are independent, it sounds like. And you are taking care of yourself, which is awesome. So I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think maybe there's just some things that I could maybe help you be better at. I would encourage you to ask people out on coffee dates. I think that is a lot less pressure for women. I think women often get scared if it's like a date, dinner night, or something else comes up, or they just feel like a lot of pressure. And so I think like, if it's just something quick, if you're already like working out a bunch, you could just say, hey, like, you know, I finished working out at this time. Maybe we could grab a coffee after, or make it more personal and like casual. I think that could really help you land more dates or have less people like walking out or standing you up, which honestly happens all the time. I've even been stood up in the past. It gets wild. People in the dating scene are fucking wild. I would also say like, maybe, I don't know, even like living alone, like you've lived alone for a while. I think that's really awesome. That means you're really independent, but I could also see it as being, you know, you're very alone a lot of the times. And so maybe even like going to more meetups and going to more like interactive things, maybe even like group workout classes or something where you can like interact with people more could really help you connect with women in a more social environment and kind of get you more confident with connecting with women. And I think that's also a natural way for you to connect with others. And that could be a really easy way for you to be like, hey, like, you know, after a few times, maybe if you like having some interactions with a certain someone, then you could be like, hey, do you want to grab a coffee after class or whatever it is? I think that's like an easy way to, you know, slide in there and also they're going to be feeling your vibes from the event itself too. So not saying that you're doing anything wrong. I'm not saying that you are too eager or you're too nervous or something. I'm just trying to think of what might be happening for you in ways that you could just like shift your energy a little bit to help you get these dates. But ultimately, I think just like meeting people in different settings, more social settings could really help you land dates. I think like connecting with people online and then asking them out on dates is literally the hot spot for getting stood up, because I don't know, there's just so many more options out there. And I just feel like the dating scene really sucks. And people are just very flaky. And so I think, like, if you're meeting people out in person and in real life, and then like taking your time with it, approaching a more casual date, like a coffee date, I think that's like gonna really help you. Okay, let's move on. I have a couple more. I'm uninhibited sexually and love pleasing a woman. However, I don't know how to express my desire or flirt with new women and arouse them. I freeze up and can't flirt or arouse them. What is wrong? How can I stop being boring in conversation and excite them sexually? I think the biggest thing for you to like easily flirt with someone is to just like notice something about them. Take an intentional, curious approach about something that they're wearing, something on them, maybe something you noticed in their profile, like something about them that you're like, oh, like that's really sexy, or oh, I noticed you had this on your profile. I love doing that too. Or oh, your nail color. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Like that's one of my favorite, like that's the color of my favorite flower. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Something I would say. I don't know. Focusing on something that you know about them or that you see on them, whether it's something they're wearing or something they're accessorizing with, whatever it is, like noticing that, then you can kind of touch them, hold their hand, be like, oh my God, I love your watch. Like, it's so stunning. Where did you get it? I don't know. Something like that is a really easy way to flirt, because then you can gauge their reaction by like touching them, leaning in a little bit. And I think this topic is huge, and this is what I'm going to be addressing in my full episode next week. So I do want to leave you wanting more a little bit, but I also had another question. How do I get better at flirting and seduction? Which is basically what this last question was too. And next week, my guest and I are going headfirst into how to seduce a woman, how to flirt, how to get her. You know, it's literally a step-by-step guide. And so I think that's going to really help you with these last few questions. I think it's really just like, of course, like having that confidence, having that that energy that makes you feel confident in approaching someone. But really, it's all about that intention. It's all about that connection. It's all about building that connection, building that arousal. And we have so many tools that we're going to give you next week so you can feel better prepared when you're on that date or when you have someone back at your house, like how to go from there. But thank you so much for asking these questions. I really appreciate your vulnerability. I really appreciate your constant interest in these episodes. I love doing these AMA episodes. That's why I wanted to do it today for my 100th episode. I just felt like, I know you guys love these episodes and I really enjoy them too. It's just a time for me to open up. It's a time for me to be vulnerable. It's just a time for me to be here with you. And I feel more connected to you in these solo episodes because I guess I'm looking at you, looking at the camera, not looking at my guest. But yeah, I'm grateful for you being here. I'm grateful that we've done 100 episodes. Like what? This is insane. But yeah. And I will finish before I let you go with that last time I had that sweet release, that sweet, sweet, sweet release, which was yesterday. And I had several. Actually, check out my Fansly because I shared my delicious, delightful afternoon on there. If you're a Forbidden Sweet member, you get to hear all of those juicy details. So yes, that's all I get for you. A little taste. If you want to hear more of that, check out my Fansly. But yeah, I'm grateful. Oh, but it was a self-pleasure session. So, feeling good with my vibe. Okay, my sweets. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another AMA episode with me, Barbie Jean. Don't forget, if you want to ask me anything, that link is below or in my bio as always. And don't forget to be sweet. Be here and be you. And as always, welcome the sweet releases. I will see you next time. Talk soon. Much love. Bye.